Obat Cheshboin, that means Obat Cheshboin Yishol Olam, it's lost already these people that make the Cheshbon. In other words, Kloima Lev Din Lev Dain, that there's no more Hashem, nobody to give judgment anymore. Adib, when the Pasuk says, is Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, him didn't let them wait, at Sheyovoi Din, until Din will come about. V'nosim Adei Ad Nofach, means Ad Shetova Eish, Shenetzrich Nifuach, until a fire will come out that doesn't have to be blown up. Ad Midvo, Ad Shetidoyev Nishmoson, until the Nishmos will be ruined. The Yamilon, some say at the Yovid to be lost. At the Yovid, Madiboy. Rashi says, at the Yovid, Kuchabrichu, Madiboy Lameva, till Akarosh Bocha will do what's supposed to be done to the Rishoyim Lelam Habo. As Rashbam says, Yilu Boylo Mazer Dakem Slocha. In this world, the Rishoyim sometimes have a Slocha. Kede Litardem Lelam Habo. Adorish Loy, at the Yovid, the Medvon, the Rashiyah. The first one says, means ad to the doy of nishmason, then the neshama will be worried. And some say, no, ad the oven. Ad the oven, madi boy, forget Hashem does what he wants to the Rishoyim in this world, that they'll have the Gehenim in Elam Abba, in the next world. Omri of Yudam Arav, kol ha-poyrish medivrei Torah, whoever goes away from divrei Torah, eish ha-chlosoi, fire eats them up, shenemar, for nasati is ponai bohem, may eish yotzu, Vayesh Teichlom, Yekiyotzer of the Imam Rabbi Yonasan, Kala Poyrishat from the Divrei Torah, whoever is Purush himself from the Divrei Torah, is Noifel the Gehenim, he falls into Gehenim. Shenem, the Apostle says, Odem Toya, Miderech HaSeichel, Bekal Rufoyim Yenuach, Reim Rufoyim Ela Gehenim, Shenemar, Velo Yodak Rufoyim Shom, Vayimke Shoyel Kriyeho.
So the kids is Sukkumah saying that somebody is Purush. From Divrei Torah, Zay Shoichlo, and his Neufel Begehenim. Alright, we'll stop here.
Explains it has to be from a kedusha saper. What you're makdish, that's chal anisa mil on it. Here you are makdish the tree. That's all. The tree at the time when you are makdish did not have any fruits yet. The fruits grow later. So even though these fruits lemaisa belong to hegdish, but you are not makdish it to pair with your mouth. Therefore, if you have enjoyment from them, you're not over anisa mila. Anisa mila is only on something that you are makdish directly. That's Rav Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Hamakdish es hasoda. V'yesa ilon, if you're makdish a field, and then you're makdish a tree, so lokeris moyelim bohen, uvegedulehim. Even what grows later on in this field, or what grows later on in the tree, it's also chal hegdish on it. Why? Mifnei shehen gedule hegdish. These things are called gedule hegdish, they grow out of hegdish. What grows out of Hegdish also has Kedusha, there'll also be Meilim Behem. This is a Machlokes Mekitzo, Reb Yehuda and Reb Yossi. What grows out of Hegdish, if Hegdish owns a tree, and later fruits grow off the tree, if you have enjoyment from those pears, are you over in Nisimila or not? Screw it, totally, if anything that belongs to Hegdish is a Nisimila, or else it has to have Kedusha Saper. Your mouth, you have to be Makdashit. Here, you were only makdish the tree. The fruits were not there yet when you were makdish it. See, so, even though the fruits grow later, they belong to Hegdish, there's no issamila though. This is the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Moritz says, Tanya learned like this. Omar Rabbi said, Niren divi Rabbi Yehuda, I like the words of Rabbi Yehuda, bebor v'shoivich. In the case where you makdish first a ditch, and then later water comes inside it, or you makdish a birdhouse, and first later some birds come inside it. That there we say there's no issamila on the birds or on the water. That's what Rabbi says. That he likes Rabbi Yehuda's words by the case of Bor v'Shoivich. V'divrei Rabbi Yosi, when does he like Rabbi Yosi's words? That Rabbi Yosi says, no, there's an issur milah even upon what grows later. That's besod v'ilon. In a case of a sod, in a case of a field, or a case of a tree, he likes those words. He likes those, that's where he likes Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Divrei Rabbi Yosi besod v'ilon. Now the Gemara says, hi, my, like what's going on here? Bishleima, you understand very good. Bishleima, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That we say he likes Rabbi Yehuda's words. Bibor, in the case of a boar. Bibor means what? That you're makdish first, just an empty ditch. And then later, when water comes into the boar, you tell me now there's no hegdish on the boar, there's no meal on the boar. That's good, the boar b'shevich. That I understand. The pligi asa devilun. Mashma though that they argue besod devilun. That I understand that besod devilun. There we hold that there is an isamila. Right. But he meant to say, where do I like Rabbi Yehuda's words by a bor and by a shayvich? Then the water that comes later, there's no isamila. But by a tree or by a field, if you're makdish your field. And then later things grow out of the field. There I argue on Rabbi Yehuda, and there I say there'll be an esemila. If you have enjoyment from the peiris, or from what grows out of the field, then there'll be an esemila. That's very good. Yeah. Ela, but what you want to use, but Ela, Nivrin Divir Rabbi Yosi, Besod of Ilon, but you tell me you like Rabbi Yosi's words by Yesod of Ilon. Rabbi Yosi again was the one that said, if you're Makdish the tree, and then later fruits grow on the tree, there is a nisamila on the fruits. So you're telling me now you like the words of Rabbi Yosi by these two cases. Michlal, it's a proof. The polid babar v'shevich. And you're telling me Rabbi Yosi himself argues even by a bor v'shevich. Rabbi Yosi himself will hold if you're makdish a bor, and then later some water comes in there, there'll be a nisamila upon the water. Just, we don't hold like Rabbi Yosi by a boar. But Rabbi Yosi himself does hold that way. So Mura says, is that true? For Rabbi Yosi saw the vilan comer. No, Rabbi Yosi said himself the halach only by saw the vilan. He said in the case where somebody's makdish a field, or is makdish a tree, then what grows out of the field, grows out of the tree, he holds this in isamila. But mashm only in these cases because it grows out of the field, it grows out of the tree. But mashma, in the case of a ditch, if you stam makdish a ditch, and then later some water comes in the ditch, that water didn't grow out of the ditch, just fell in there. So mashma, even Rabbi Yosi would agree, it's not hegdish, it's there's no isamila. So what are you telling me, divrei Rabbi Yosi here, mashma, Rabbi Yosi himself would argue, even not by this case. Divrei Rabbi Yosi v'sad v'ilon, Gemara says, mechlal de pligi v'bor v'shevich, for Rabbi Yosi saw the vilan come, you only said it by you saw the vilan. Someone says, "Tzichi teva." Maybe you want to tell me, "Lidvorov." The Rabbi Yehuda kamar. Maybe no. Maybe you only said it according to the words of Rabbi Yehuda. That's what he meant to say. And maybe it's like this: Lidvorov Rabbi Yehuda kamar. But Tanya, we learned like this: Omer Rabbi Yosi himself says, "Ein ani roya divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'saw the vilan." Rabbi Yosi himself said, "Ein ani roya." I do not like, I do not see, ein ani roye, divrei shel Rabbi Yehuda b'sod vilun. I do not like the words of Rabbi Yehuda b'sod vilun. Again, Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said, when you mark this just a tree, then if the fruits grow, there's no issur mila on the fruits, since you were not makdish it prepared. So he says, I don't like those words of Rabbi Yehuda. Ein ani nivra, royen divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'sod vilun. Mifnei, Shehein Gedula Hegdish. Because over there, it grows out of the tree of Hegdish. But since it grows out of the tree, there I understand very well there should be an Issa Mila. Pesod Tzadikas like this. Pesod of Elon, who the Ein Aroya? Mashma only in a case where it grows out of the tree, or it grows out of the field of Hegdish. Is that what grows, there's an Issa Mila. But Mashma, Horvabor Veshevech Roya. But mashma clearly, but by a bor v'shevich, he likes the words of Rabbi Yehuda. That it makes sense there. That in the case where your marked is just a ditch, or your marked is just a birdhouse, and then later some birds come in there, there's no isamila, because there was no kedusha saper You did not say clearly you'd be makdish the birds. So it's mashma, clearly he agrees that here there's no Issa Mila. So what's going on? So Gemara says, Hochi Koma, this is what he meant to say. Hochi Koma, Nirin Divre Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Yosi. I like the words of Rabbi Yehuda that he says when you makdish something, what's inside it does not become an Issa Mila on it. When do I like that? Nirin Divre Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Yosi, Babor Veshevich. That Rabbi Yosi likes the words of Rabbi Yehuda by Yabor and Shevich. You know why? Sha'af Rabbi Yosi la nechlakolov. Because even Rabbi Yosi agrees, he does not argue. In other words, when you only makdish the birdhouse, and right then there was no birds inside it, so even though later birds come into the birdhouse, they do not become hegdish that they should be in Yesemila, because nobody was makdish them. So even Rabbi Yosi agrees like that. Because why? Because even Rabbi Yosi only agrees where it grows by a field or by a tree. Where if you're makdish a field or you're makdish a tree, and then later it grows out of the field or out of the tree fruits, and then Rabbi Yosi holds those fruits have an issa hegdish that does an issa mila on it. Everybody agrees. So it comes out, really there's no machlekes really. In other words, by a boar and by a shoivech, everybody agrees. If your makdish an empty boar, and then later water comes in there, the hegdish, maybe the water becomes hegdish, it belongs to hegdish, but there's no issa mila. Since there was no kedushas haper, and it's not really growing out of hegdish, there would not be an issa mila. The machlekes only is where your makdish a tree, and then later this tree gives off fruits. That there of you, the whole, still the fruits, there's no issa mila. Since there was no kedushas haper upon the fruits, there's no issa mila. And Rabbi Yosi holds no, lamaisa, these fruits are growing out of the tree of hegdish, therefore there is an issa mila on the fruits. Tana Rabbanim, learned like this. Hegdeshon rekonim. Let's say again, your makdish an empty birdhouse, your makdish an empty ditch. V'yachat kach nismalu. And then later they get filled up with water, with birds. So Moylem Bohen, there's only an issa mila upon the ditch itself or upon the birdhouse itself, if you have enjoyment from them. But V'yein Moylem B'masha B'teichon, but what's inside them, a bird that fly now inside the birdhouse, there's no issa mila, you will not makdish them. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Aymer, Af Moylem B'masha B'teichon. Here Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, he argues, says no, even what flies now into the birdhouse, even water that comes into the ditch, the loss of Bichal, Anissa Hegdish, Anissa Miller on it. So Omar Rabba explains, what's this last machloikis? Rabba explains like this, no, that machloikis is also only Bissod Vilan. I'll tell you, no, not like we just said, it's not talking about a boar, a ditch, or a birdhouse. I'll tell you, the machloikis again is only by a sod and by Nilon, where you're makdish a field, or else you're makdish a tree. And at that time, nothing was growing. And then later, something grew out of this field, out of the tree. The Tanakhama Savalo Kareb Yehuda. The Tanakhama holds like Rabbi Yehuda that even though it grows out of Hegdish's tree, so what? There's no Issa Mila upon those fruits because there was no Kedusha Saper. It's like it belongs to Hegdish because it grows out of his tree. They had to speak it out right. In order to be over the Issa Mila, you have to say Harezu Hegdish, but you're on the Paris. Here, you never said Harezu Hegdish on the Paris. You were only Makdish the tree. True, later, when it gives off fruits, the fruits belong to Hegdish. But for the Issa Mila, there's no Issa Mila since it didn't come out of Kedushas Haper. That's what Rebbe Yehuda holds. For Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, that's Tanakam holds like Rebbe Yehuda. But I'll tell you, for Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, Savalo, to Rebbe Yosi. They hold no like Rebbe Yosi, that since these things grow directly out of the tree of Hegdish, what grows out is called an extension of the tree. So just like on the tree itself, you will makdish prepare. And if you have enjoyment from the tree, there'll be an issa mila. So adin, if you have enjoyment from the peris, there'll also be an issa mila. Avol bebor v'shoivich, tivrei hakel meilum behen, v'yein meilum b'mashem b'teichon. But everybody agrees, as far as we said before, that if you only makdish an empty ditch, or you only makdish a birdhouse,